Well, I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, let's talk about some of the right-turn structural components that may be the wrong kind of turn.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a tall lift gate. You want to tell me about the gate or the design?
Well, the gate itself was a direct copy in scaled-down version of one that we went into in Kyoto. I believe it was Kyoto. And so the design is exactly the same, just in a smaller version. The tiles, I didn't know where you got those kind of tiles, but I found out, and they came from Japan. In fact, when we got through building the tea house and the entry gate with those tiles, we ended up with 6 short, and they had to be airmailed in. And I talked with a number of people, the Warren Imports people, and I talked with a fellow up at, what's his name, Nagush? Anyway, at UCLA Garden. And we went up there, I took Lorraine up. And so I got a lot of hints of things you don't do, you know. Warren Imports has a bright blue tile roof.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's advertising. And the feeling was that, no, keep it quiet. The garden at Huntington Gardens, their bridge is the orange lacquer paint. Well, when I talk to people, no.
It's almost more Chinese, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that Chinese lacquer color.
Yeah.
And you don't do that. Keep it quiet, you know. And so we did it that way. The tiles that are at the garden are that wide and of that material because of the handicap people. So they can run a wheelchair or their crutches. And so we can't have the hill structures that many of them. So this one is a walking garden. Other gardens are called hill gardens. The one in UCLA is a hill garden.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
And I'm not happy with that UCLA garden at all. It doesn't. They use the ballast rocks from ships. And you'll have a green rock and a red rock, and a brown rock and a blue rock and a white rock right together, and that isn't natural, you know? Anyway, that's beside the point. They like it, I guess.
Well, you mentioned the tea house.
Yeah.
You want to say something about that?
Yes. We agonized over that quite a bit. We definitely wanted a tea house. Lorraine wanted a tea house. And she said, I want to have it where they can have the tea ceremony. And I said, well, fine, but how are we going to do that? So we worked on that. And so instead of having it where people go into it, we only allow them to look into it. And the tea people that are doing the tea ceremony, demonstrate it to you. And while you sit on benches out in front. So we had one whole wall as kind of a soju wall, and soju, and which you wouldn't have in a tea house. A tea house wouldn't have that wall, that kind of wall, but that's the only way we could work it. It has its little crawl hole for the mogul to go to do his tea ceremony, his religious, it's just really a religious experience. And the thing is, he has to take his shoes off. He owns this thing, you know, but he still has to do this. He has to take his shoes off. He has to purify his hands first at the water basin. And then he takes his shoes off and leaves them by a shoe stone. And then he has to bend down to get into the building. And crawl in on his hands and knees, in other words. And then the tea ceremony is served to him, and it's and so on, and then he has to crawl back out. In other words, he owns the whole countryside, but this is one place that he has to bow down. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
And so we got the call. We got the washing basin and the water dripping out of the bamboo pipe. And then we went down to Warren Imports, and Lorraine picked out her scrolls and the table, the tea table, and all the things that we needed. And very fine pieces. And that base that is in there is silver on bronze, I think it is. Maybe you should never say that. Okay. In the whole garden, we're worried about vandalism.
Yes.
And so other pieces have been added to the garden now, because you have to have a tokonoma, the place for the flower arrangement, uh-huh. And all those things have to be there. And for the tea house to be authentic. And so we did our best to make it authentic. Still using it so people can see what's going on and get the idea of what a tea house is. At the time it was built, I can't think of his name, Dr. Noguchi? Anyway, they criticized us with the tea house because it stuck up there like a sore thumb. And here it does in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
See, that looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling, and I kept saying, I said, do you realize what's planted there? Do you know your plant material? I said, inside of 2 years, the most, 3 at the most, you'll never see that tea house. And you don't see it when you walk into the gate now. And that's the whole idea, that it's supposed
mm-hmm.
to be by itself.
Yes, so there's a larger picture on the inside.
Yeah. And that's across the Zen garden. And gosh, it looks naked. But that's the mogul's cowhole.
Oh, I see. Right there.
I suppose we could have done some other things, but I think it worked out very well, and the view from up there, looking down through the, depending on the season, whether you look through the bare branches in the winter and the leaves in the summer, it changes, the garden changes.
That's so you had to build mounds.
Oh, yeah. So they dug the hole to the lake and got most of the dirt and then imported some. And to make a mound, because it was supposed to be down in the mountains, and this garden is in the forest, and that's kind of the philosophy of it.
Well, then you have two bridges?
Two bridges. And one's the arched bridge, and we cheated there in making it so as you look at it, it looks correct. But if you had it that way, to put your wheelchairs on, you couldn't make it. So we fudged on the elevation on the inside, and it looks differently on the outside.
Hmm.
And then the other bridge is the zigzag bridge, which is important in Japanese lore, that if the evil spirits are after you, you head for your zigzag bridge, and then the evil spirits can only go straight ahead, so they fall in the water and drown. Well, you make the zigzag. But whether it's just planks on bamboo poles and you step across, that's all, you know.
Mm.
But we had to have it wide, our paths wide enough for and paid for the wheelchairs to come and go.
So that's a state requirement,
isn't
it?
Well, yeah. State property and all. And the handicapped people, it's important that they be accommodated. And that arrangement. But we tried to make it look like it was soil. So we stained the concrete and had the pebbles, the crushed rock. So otherwise, I'd like to have just had a dirt path.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you have an island in the lake?
Yeah, got a little island. We always seem to have an island. a few little pines on it and so on. And one of the fellows that was working on the furnishing of the tea house, or giving us an estimate, he looked at that and he says, you know, that looks like my grandfather's in Japan.
Really?
You know? Because you had one right there, just like that.
We have a moon viewing platform. I guess it's just a platform.
Well, that platform isn't supposed to be there.
Oh.
But that's, I hope they get that out of there some year. I've been fighting that ever since they put it in. And that is not there, and they didn't build it.
It wasn't part of the original design?
No, not at all. Not at all. It was to help cover up the, some of the filter problems. We were told when we first built it that we weren't going to have any problems with algae and so on, and I kept saying, well, we will. I used to have a fish pond. No, he said, algae. He said, no, you're doing it right. You got enough shade, this and that, and this and that. Well, of course, we had algae. And so they put in a pump and stuff right there. So they built that platform out there, and they didn't even follow the architecture of the two bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they keep telling me they're going to take it down. They're going to take it down. They've got these new filters in now. Everything's fine, and we won't need it. And I said, well, I'll believe it when I see it, but it hasn't happened yet.
Are you associated in any way with the operations?
No, only when they call me.
Uh-huh.
It's not mine to say anymore, I guess. But I notice they do listen when I do make statements on it. They had some of the people come in to do the trimming of the bonsai. Now, this is terribly important that those bonsai trees be trimmed properly and shaped properly and trained properly. Well, they went overboard and they did some of the others that are supposed to be part of the forest.
Mm.
I said, leave those things alone. And I said, these main ones that we've got down around the lake and so on, those are the only ones you need to really work on. So there is a group that comes twice a year, I think, and
does that. Yeah, the Lucky Art Tree Trimming Club.
Or whoever.
Yeah, I've seen photographs of them.
Yeah, working there, yeah, yeah.
They are Japanese, Japanese nationals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They
are really...
So, and it's an art that is fading out, and so we...
Yeah.
It's something that really has to be done.
Well, then you lost one area of the composition you haven't talked about, were the stone ornaments.
Yes, the little, well, we have the foo dogs, for example, and the...
You have some lantern?
The lanterns.
Yeah, lanterns.
And all those things, those were picked out down at Warren Imports. And it's hard to get that kind of stuff anymore. It's all coming from Formosa and China now.
Yeah.
And Japan. It's only when the biggest state is broken up, but they want it in Japan too. You know?
Well, I heard somewhere that Mrs. Collins went to Japan to choose some of these things.
No, she went down here to Warren Imports.
I see, yeah.
And they assured us that it was authentic in Japan. And
so you have a couple of pagodas.
Yeah, right. There's a number of those, and they could even be larger now in scale, but that's all that was available.
And votive stones.
Ah. Well, there's the stones in the paving. There's two of those.
Mm.
That are carved stone, the peacocks, and what's the other one? I forgot. And then there's the sculpture of the, supposed to be the 100 arms, the goddess with 100 arms, and that's over on the north side. And I think that's all of that type of thing we got.
Well, when you, plan something like this, when you're talking about the size of the plants and everything, you have a budget. So that pretty much determines the
pretty
the
much
size
determines,
plant,
and it costs a lot more than I budgeted too.
Yeah.
You know? So Lorraine had to come up with some more money. And then she came up with some more money. But it's the size of the garden, we thought we had enough money to do that size, you know, for the planting. And we moved in some pretty good sized trees and everything to start with. I can't believe how fast that thing has grown. It's getting to the point now where we may have to go in and start thinning out, you know. But it's done beautifully. I just can't believe it. I thought it would be 25, 30 years before it would mature, you know. And it looks fine now.
So you would say that now it's mature?
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. Pretty close. But it's a constant thing. And I hope there will always be somebody that has an interest and takes care of it properly, you know.
Well, I met some of the people that were, I guess, on this board that's concerned with the stock of Virgil Headache.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people are really involved in various aspects of Japanese gardening.
Right.
I mean, I think he's involved with the Chloric Club.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really concerned about it. And
sure. Well, I know they are.
In doing the construction, you did sort of refer to it. Do you have any real problems other than...
No.
You have, I guess it's the Mulder Brothers. And
yeah, Mulder Brothers. They of course, gave us a bid, and I kept telling them, now, this is not your regular commercial job. This is a handmade job. Well, no, you don't do things that way, you know. But all in all, they did an excellent job. I can't fault them for anything, really. And they took an interest in, but they're still a commercial concern, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to build one of these things is to, well, like the Mogul and somebody, Prince or somebody in Japan, wanted this famous designer to build him a garden, and he wouldn't do it. And Mogul kept after him and said, I want you. And he says, all right, I'll do it under two circumstances. You never ask me how much it's going to cost, and you never ask me when it's finished. And you don't ever get after me because it's not finished yet. And so, you know, he'd take days just placing one tree or a rock or this or that, you know. And that was the agreement. Now, if you can afford to do that.
Even with the songs, really. Even if it's going to go that way. What about irrigation?
We started in with a sub-irrigation, and it worked very well. I think it worked very well. Some of the maintenance people felt it was not working very well because they had to use some supplemental irrigation by hand, and of course that's time-consuming. And some places it get too wet, and other places not. But you can't tell me that they would have had that kind of growth if they had just a conventional system. They have now made a conventional system out there. They have now added that. And the conventional system has the advantage it does wash the plants off, while the sub-irrigation don't. You have to go around and wash them off yourself.
So conventional system would be
like sprinklers like you have out here on the lawn, you know. And the sub-irrigation comes on and it has little orifices that weep. And it's supposed to weep just enough, ideally, so that it soaks into the soil and doesn't ever bubble out the top quite. But that's, you know, it gets pretty, we're not using that kind anymore out there. We used it out the music building, and the contractor there was impossible. This university inspector was stupid, and you know, just never really did his job, and so the system doesn't work.
So how long did it take once you began the actual construction? Couple years?
No, I think we, when did we dedicate it? I think we started
April
in the fall.
21.
Friday, April 3rd. I think we started around September of 80. And October, someplace in there, I think. I can't remember. I'd have to look through it. But I think that's about right.
Well, after it was dedicated. Well, when you have a dedication, you have community people involved in this. I spoke with Barbara just yesterday and said, oh, you were chair of the dedication committee. And she was surprised and couldn't remember that she was chair of that committee. She said, I was on the Arboretum board.
Yeah, she did.
But after the dedication, then there was some comments that it was more of a Japanese style garden than
Japanese. Well, the whole thing evolved with the rocks. And we had there was a student of Japanese culture on campus who was a Caucasian. And he happened to go in and saw that these were made out of concrete. And so he raised the great stink. I don't think any of the Japanese people would have ever said anything about it. You know? But he made such a thing about it that they got riled up, and you can't have spirits out of concrete, and you know, all this. So, all I could tell him when I met with him was, I said, all right, I'm willing to change all the rocks in this guy if you people will raise the money so that we can have it. I said, if it's that important to you, then get busy and raise the money. I said, you've got a Japanese garden here, Japanese style garden, if you'd rather say that way, that you would never have had. You've got it. Now, if you want to improve it, raise the money. Nothing was ever said or done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it just irritated me. If it had been a Oriental man or lady that cried because it was concrete, I would have listened with much more sympathy. But with this fellow, I didn't have any regard for him whatsoever, you know? So,
well, it's a beautiful garden, and certainly
I'm sorry that we don't have more festivals out there. I think there should be Japanese festivals.
Oh yes, that would be nice.
And you know, the women wearing hair and the obis and the gowns and and the ding dong ding dong music and all that. I think there ought to be that sometime during the year. You know. But nobody has picked it up and run with it. I've talked about that time and again.
Well, you have the, you know, as I mentioned, the Lurky Art Tree Trimming Club, and so that's a participation.
Yes.
And you've got the Koi people.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Right.
And the Nippon Marine Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Kofu Bonsai Kai, which is building bonsai house.
Right.
So you have some community.
So but people have told me, he says, you know, I've never been there. And I says, well, all I have to do is go.
Yeah.
He says, well, I don't even hear about it. I don't read about it.
Yeah.
And my son was married there.
Oh.
And, but now they don't give weddings there anymore.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
I thought they canceled that.
They had weddings scheduled. I went to a meeting to learn about how this was all set up and everything. And they had a schedule there, and there were weddings scheduled for June.
Oh, well, I'm glad. You know, that's fine. But the last meeting that I heard, they were talking about, Barbara said they weren't going to have any more weddings there. And so I don't know, maybe they changed their mind again. Because it's, you know, it's a lovely spot, you can't sit down or anything.
Yeah.
But I thought it's a super place for that. But I do think that, I think the paper, you know, the newspaper has this things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever see, listen, go visit the Japanese garden on Sunday. You know?
That's really sort of the university's responsibility.
Well, that's right. That's right. That's right.
And I know they're trying to appeal to student groups, and especially now the international students, to have something to do with that, but to get the larger community.
And then people have come to me just recently, a couple of games. As we finally got to your garden. I said, it's not my garden, you know. But she said, well, you did it. And I said, yeah. Well, I said, it, you know, they just raved and raved about it. And so, we'll see.
How would you compare doing a garden like that to doing a park? I mean, these are both structures that are not related per se to a building.
Mm-hmm. The park has a totally different outlook. This has such a cohesiveness within itself and of itself that the park is passive recreation, just picnics and the band concert and baseball and frisbees and things like that. This is not to be done that way. It's to visit and walk slowly and observe and sit, you know, and be there.
And to observe the different times of the year.
Different times of the year. That's right. And so it isn't just the one thing, you know. But parks would be much easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
Much easier. Yeah. And
so would you say this Japanese garden is the only thing you've ever done of that nature?
That's right. That sensitive, yeah. The biggest thing I've ever done, the most important thing I've ever done.